This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Joshua from Boise, Idaho. Wanted to call in and tell you guys the story of when I was a kid in Glens Ferry, Idaho, small railroad town right off the interstate, that Interstate 84 that runs right through Idaho. It was a very old town, very Wild West, a Oregon Trail runs through there when they crossed over the Three Island, the Snake River. On the Three Island State Park, there's a museum, a school museum, high school museum that's supposedly really haunted. A brothel is really haunted. Really old town. It's a nice town, but definitely creepy at night. Wanted to tell you guys this one story. When I was a kid, I grew up never really thinking, you know, I live in a haunted town. Never really, you know, thought paranormal. As a kid, there's a bunch of kids everywhere in the small town. No one really stayed indoors. It was more of all the kids go outside and play football, play basketball, you know, whatever, go for it, kind of town. So, Ben and I were walking through the, railroads, and there's this huge warehouse, sort of abandoned, that was very active when the railroad was being built, and there's along the sides of the really large, I would say maybe two football fields in length, probably the same in width, and along the sides is a bunch of, I would say, garage doors that just, I guess, go in there or whatever, bringing in supplies from wherever. So we're walking, gonna go to a friend's house, my friend and I, and one of the garage doors is, I would say, maybe a foot and a half off the ground, and we look over and we see these two legs, just the leg, definitely a child. It had, I would say, real, I would say like 1930s era shoes on, kind of like, you know, black and with a strap, long white socks, and that's all we could really see was the shoes and the socks, but definitely a kid. I would say the same age as us. And my friend and I, you know, we saw this, and this was maybe about 20, 25 feet away from us, and we didn't think anything like it's something paranormal. We thought it was a friend of us playing a trick on us. We do that often. I'd be hanging out with some friends and notice some other group of friends. They're just, you know, hanging out, walking by themselves, and, you know, we'd try to scare them, throw rocks, and, you know, do something to just play with them. So we figured this is one of our friends who noticed us walking towards that area and wanted us or whatever, but we saw his feet, and so we're looking at these feet, and it looks like it's, like, backing up and then kind of walks away. And so my friends were like, okay, well, let's go and try to catch this guy, this kid. So we run in there, go, you know, get underneath the garage door. And like I said, it's a big abandoned warehouse, very open. There's nothing inside, very huge. Along the sides is a bunch of garage doors, just like the one we went through. But all of them were shut, except for the one at the very end, which is, I'd say, about two football fields away. That's open, and on the side of the door, of the side of the building, is also a door that was open, and that was about 50 yards away from where we walked in. And so we run in there expecting to see this kid running away, and, you know, we're gonna follow him and, you know, see who it is. It's, you know, probably one of our friends that we're gonna hang out with. You know, we're trying to figure out why is this kid running away from us. And we run there, we look around, we're just stunned because there's nothing. And like I said, it's a big empty warehouse. Is, you know, I think it's made out of like steel or tin, but it's the acoustics in there is very loud. You know, the echoes goes off by any step you take. You can hear the echo throughout the whole building. So if this kid was running away as we walk underneath, like I said, it was only about 25 feet away, we would have still either saw or hear his footsteps, or him running away. But that never occurred to me at the time. We were still thinking it's our friend that are running away. You know, there's an open door. We look down, look outside the door. Still nothing. Big, wide open space, a huge building. He wouldn't have no time to run around the building or run away from us. And it's a huge, there's nothing in front of us, just railroad track. So it puts out, once we figured out we couldn't find him, and we didn't know. And then we started talking to each other about the person was wearing, what he saw. We both agreed that, yeah, it was a little kid with white, long white socks and black shoes that was standing underneath. We don't know where it came. I grew up there, so I've never heard stories of a child next to the railroad tracks or anything like that. There's, like I said, there's definitely bars and brothels and schools. And like I said, we live next to the Oregon Trail where they cross the Snake River, which was one of the most, dangerous tasks they had to deal with. Claimed a lot of lives, a lot of friends, family, family of friends that have drowned there. So there's definitely a lot of activity. We know most of the stories of our little town, but never heard of a story of a little boy next to the, who knows what's going on, if something was either conjured up at that time, or it's not a kid, somebody trying to lure us inside this warehouse or whatever as we were kids. I mean, nothing happened, it was the middle of the day, so it wasn't like a spooky thing to see a kid running into a dark warehouse. It was the middle of the day, really bright day, so it was interesting. But hope you guys liked it, hope you guys play it. Listening and appreciate what you guys do. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.